This morning you've come to cling to the cross. I thank God this morning if there's one thing in your life that needs to be removed, it'll be removed. Amen. I thank God this morning that you've come on home. You've come back to the place that you need to come to this morning. On this old sacred desk, I have something and it's pinned down right here. And it says they have come to see Jesus, not you. Every time I stand behind this desk, I remind myself, they've come to see Jesus and not you. And this morning, for the next 20 minutes, I pray and pray that I picture Jesus to you. I point Jesus to you like you've never seen him before. How much he loved you when he was hanging on the cross. Luke chapter number 23, if you have a copy of God's word this morning, Luke chapter number 23, and we will begin reading in verse number 33 this morning. Luke chapter number 23 and verse number 33 this morning. If you're lost, I got good news. You can be saved this morning. If you're in a backslidden state, you can be saved this morning. I don't preach to get a crowd. Can I get a amen? I preach just because I've been called to preach. He's gave me a Bible and a burden for lost folk, and I thank God for that this morning. In Luke chapter number 23 and verse number 33, the Bible says, and when they were come to the place which is called Calvary, there they crucified him and the malefactors, one on the right hand and the other on the left. Then said Jesus, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. And they parted his raiment and cast lots, and the people stood beholding, and the rulers also with them derided him, saying, he saved others, let him save himself also, if he be the Christ, the chosen of God. And the soldiers also mocked him, coming to him and offering him vinegar, and saying, if thou be the King of the Jews, save thyself. And a superscription also was written over him in letters of Greek and Latin and Hebrew, this is the King of the Jews. And one of the malefactors which were hanged railed on him, saying, if thou be Christ, save thyself and us. But the other answering rebuked him, saying, dost not now fear God, seeing thou art in the same condemnation? And we indeed justly, for we receive the due reward of our deeds. But this man, woo! Ain't you glad for this man? But this man, he's done nothing amiss. And he said unto Jesus, Lord, remember me when thou comest into thy kingdom. And Jesus said unto him, verily I say unto thee, today thou shalt be with me in paradise. And it was about the sixth hour, and there was a darkness all over the earth until the ninth hour. And the sun darkened, and the veil of the temple was rent in the mist. And when Jesus had cried with a loud voice, he said, Father, into thy hands I commend my spirit. And having said thus, he gave up the ghost. Our Father and our God, as we bow in your presence, in Jesus' name this morning, Father, we come in to worship you, a living Savior this morning, Father. Lord, I thank you this morning that you're still in the saving business. I thank you this morning, Father God, that you invited each and every one to your house this morning, Father. Lord God, you opened up the floodgates and you've allowed the Holy Ghost to come down here amongst us this morning, Father. Lord, there is no grave that can hold you down, Father. Lord, I thank you for that this morning. Lord, I pray as we look to Calvary this morning that we look at it in a fresh and new way, Father, in a way that the Bible explains it to us this morning. Lord, I pray if they be one lost, that they be saved before it's eternally too late. Lord, if they be one backslidden and not where they need to be, I pray they get back to the old rugged cross. Hey, get back to the blood of Jesus. Hey, get back to that empty tomb, knowing that you are high and lifted up. Father, I pray this morning, I know that I'm in over my head, but I ask you to calm my nerves. Settle me down and just preach, thus saith the word of God. Father, I pray this morning in the name of Jesus that you guard my throat, you guard my thoughts. Lord, I pray right now for that man that's sitting there that thinks he's too far gone, thinks that he's too wayward. Lord, I pray that you would remind him this morning, if you can save a thief on the cross, you can save anybody in this place this morning. And Lord, I pray your will be done. Lord, I thank you for this day. I thank you for your written word. Have your will away in this service, and we'll be careful to give you the honor, the praise, and the glory. And we ask it all in Jesus' most holy, precious name. And all of God's people said, Amen. You may be seated this morning. As we come, I want to take a few moments. I won't take your whole day. I'll just take a few moments, if that'll be okay, and show you how Jesus was on the cross of Calvary. When you look to that cross and you look to that old rugged cross, I thank God this morning for that cross, don't you? Hey, this morning as we come and we look in the text in Luke chapter number 23, we see that Dr. Luke, if anybody knew what was going on in the life of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, it would be Luke. He knew a lot about Him. I want you to know he was a doctor and he knew what it was to have pain and need something in your life. This morning as Luke called out the place, he called it Calvary. There's another gospel writer calls it Golgotha, but Jesus here, He is led to Calvary. He is led to that place for you and I. He is led there to pay that price. Can I say to you, there was nothing going to hold Him back. There was nothing going to turn around. You know why He went to the cross? Because He loved you and He loved me so much. And He went to an old rugged cross and He paid that sin debt for you and I. I thank God for that this morning. But I want to look at four things here. One person and three things that happened at the cross of Calvary. I want you to know this morning, if you've never been to the cross, this morning is your opportunity, amen, hey, to come to an old-timey altar and do business with an old-timey God. The Bible says in Hebrews chapter number 9 and verse number 22, and almost all things by the law is purged with blood, and without the shedding of blood, there is no remission. Without that blood this morning, there is no remission of sin. You can be baptized 999 times and still bust hell wide open. Hey, I want you to know this morning, you can be on every membership there is from here to California and you'll still die and go to a devil's hell. But can I say to you this morning, if one drop of blood touches your life from the cross of Calvary, I say to you this morning, you will be set free this morning. As we get into the text this morning, I want you to look with me, if you will, in verse number 33. I want to look at the person of the cross. I want to look at the person of the cross. And the Bible says, and when they were come to the place which is called Calvary, there they led Him. Who did they lead? They led Jesus to the cross. I want you to look at the person of the cross. Look at the person at Calvary. They led Jesus to Calvary. They led Him all the way up Golgotha's hill. And when He got to that place, I want you to know, He died for you and He died for me on that old rugged cross. It said that there was two malefactors hanging there with Him. You say, preacher, what is a malefactor? That would be one that continuously messes up. Always doing wrong. Never can get right. Always going in the wrong direction. And you know what? He was hung right in between them. And this morning I'm talking about to look at the person of the cross. Look, you get this morning. And here's what the Bible says. And one was on the right hand and one was on the left hand. This morning I ask you a question. Where are you at with Jesus? Where are you at with the person of the cross? Are you on the right side or are you on the left side? This morning I want you to know that Jesus Christ, He has bled and died for our sin. And this morning He's died for the whole world. But until He comes your personal Savior, it'll do you no good. Until you accept Him and receive the person of the cross and receive Jesus Christ, it'll do you no good this morning. But look with me, if you will, not only in verse number 33 about the person of the cross. They crucified Jesus at Calvary. They led Him to Calvary. They took His life there to Calvary, but they didn't kill Him there. Amen. They took His life to Calvary, but they didn't take His life at Calvary. Listen to this morning. When He hung on that cross, it was fixing to be time for them to come off. And you know what they did? They went around and they looked at the first thief that was on the cross. And they went and asked, could they break their legs? And they got to the first thief and they broke his legs. And there he died of a suffocation. They went to the other thief and they broke his legs and he died of suffocation. But when they got to my Jesus, amen, He was already gone. He was already lifted out of there. He was already gone. Off of there. The breath had done left Him. They didn't have to break His legs. But can I say to you, when they got to Him, He was already gone when they stuck that spear into His side. He was already gone. He had already made that payment. Nobody took His life. He laid His life down. You said, preacher, what kind of person is this? What kind of person is this that would lay his life down? He'll lay his life down for anybody in this room this morning. Amen. And you know what? This morning, I don't only want to look at the person of the cross, but I want to look at the prayer that come from the cross. I want to look at the prayer that come from the cross. If you look to the person of the cross, if you look to Jesus this morning and just pray unto him and ask him to save you, help you, and heal you, he'll meet you there. Look this morning in verse number 30, if you will, with me, verse number 34. Look at verse number 34. All right, boys, put it on the back wall. I ain't got my glasses on. Amen. Woo! Glory. I'm just glad to be here. Man, deserve hell, and he's gave me heaven. Not by nothing I've done. Man, I'm just old sinner saved by grace, mess up all the time. I'm telling you, I'm a mess up. But he's the one that'll clean it up. I'm a mess up, but he'll clean it up. Amen. I see not only a person on the cross, but he had a prayer while he was on the cross. And I want you to know, you better thank God not only for that person on the cross, but you better thank God for the prayer that he prayed for you and me on that cross. You better thank God for that prayer that he uttered up to the Father on that cross. The Bible says, then said Jesus, Father, forgive them. Father, forgive them. He knew what they were going to do. He had done led them up to Golgotha, led him there. They laid him on that old rugged cross. They had done beat him, spit on him, plucked his beard, done everything you could, stripped him butt naked. I'm talking about you, talking about shame. All of that was for you. All of that was for me. And then he gets on the cross and he is nailed to that old rugged cross and he says, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. They're hanging the Son of God. They're hanging Jesus on an old rugged cross. And he took your place and he took my place on the cross of Calvary. He said, what about the person on the cross? What about the prayer he prayed on the cross? I want to ask you this. When you're persecuted, you're talked about, you're run down and you're ridiculed, how do you handle it? Do you pray for your enemies? Most time we don't pray for them. We plaster them. But you know what Jesus said? Here's what he said. Look at your Bible. Here's what he said. Watch your Bible. Here's what he said. He said, then said Jesus, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. And they parted his raiments and cast lots. At that moment in his life, he started praying for you and he started praying for me this morning. Can you imagine this morning him hanging on that old rugged cross, the person Jesus Christ praying for you and I? When you ever get to Calvary and you get to that place where Jesus is, you've got to see his suffering, you've got to see his shame, you've got to see what he's done, and you've got to audible up a prayer and ask him to save you. Friends, I want you to know the plan of salvation is all over Calvary through the person and through the prayer that was there this morning. I don't know about you, but it excites me, don't it, you? It excites me to know that I have a Savior that lives and is not dead this morning, but he is forever alive this morning. I see, number one, the person of the cross, which is Jesus Christ. Man, I'll never get over what he did for my life, how he saved my soul from a devil's hell. Hell bound, I'm telling you, son, hell bound. Jesus touched me, now I'm heaven bound. I see the person of the cross. I see the prayer that come from the cross. He said, Father, all right, boys, keep it on the back screen. I ain't got my glasses on. All right, boys, keep it up. Come on. Anybody got a 1.25 readers? Look, good gosh, a mighty nose. Look at here. Them 1.50, but they'll work. How they look? That's an icebreaker. Let me tell you what he done. Look with you in your Bible this morning, what he said here. He said, look at the person at Calvary. They crucified Jesus. They led him to Calvary. His love for you and I led him there. Jesus was sinless. Yes, he took on the sin. Look at the prayer at Calvary. He prayed to the Father. He said, and Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. And they parted his raiment and cast lots. They prayed to the Father. He did. He prayed for forgiveness and he prayed for his foes. He prayed for his enemies. But let me show you something else as we turn the page and look in verse number 43. Not only did he look at at the Calvary, at the person. Not only look at the prayer at Calvary, but I want you to look at the promise that was made at Calvary. Not only the person, not only the prayer, but He made a promise at Calvary. This morning, if you want somebody to make you a promise and you're looking for a promise keeper, the only way you're going to find it is you'll have to look to Calvary. Hey, man may let you down, but the Messiah never will. Hey, man may let you down, but God never will. Man may let you down, but Jehovah never will. And here's what He said here in verse number 43. He said, I want you to look at the promise that was made at Calvary that day. In verse 43, and Jesus said unto him, verily I say unto thee, today thou shalt be with me in paradise. He said, preacher, what are you talking about? I'm talking about when you, it's Easter Sunday, and you look at Calvary, you see nothing but the picture of salvation from the person that He was to the prayer that He made to the promise that He kept. Amen. I want you to get this morning. He made a promise at Calvary. He said, who did He make His promise to? He made it to one of them thieves. I don't know what moved on that thief, but I know it was the Holy Ghost of heaven that moved on that thief. He said, how do you know that preacher? At one moment, he's railing on him. One moment, he's talking about him. One moment, he's ridiculing him. And then all of a sudden, he gets changed. All of a sudden, he gets under, oh, Holy Ghost conviction. And here's what he said. He said, remember me. He didn't say nothing else. He just said, remember me when you comes into thy kingdom. And you know what Jesus did? He honored that in His life. He said, preacher, what did He do? One minute He's going to hell, next minute He's going to heaven. It's the first time in the Word of God and the only time that I see a deathbed confession. He's laying flat of His back on that cross. Hands is done nailed down. Closest to hell as He could ever get. He's hanging there. Hanging on that cross. Hanging by the person Jesus Christ. He has done heard the prayer that Jesus has made, Father, forgive them. And He says, if He can pray that, surely He can help me. And on that old rugged cross, He turns to Him and He says, remember me. Jesus had every right, He had every reason to say, you deserve hell, go to hell. I hope you know you're going to come here and hear about hell. Hell's real. Heaven's real. Not everybody that lays in a casket goes to heaven. Not everybody that dies goes to heaven. Good old boys don't go to heaven. Good old girls don't go to heaven. Good people don't go to heaven. You know who makes it to heaven? Those that are washed in the blood of Jesus Christ. Those that have been to Calvary and they've seen the person of Jesus and they prayed the prayer and they received the promise that He gave them on the cross. And as He hung there on that old rugged cross and that prayer has done been made and He made Him that promise, He had every right not to forgive Him. But can I say to you this morning, He does what's right even when we don't think it's right. This morning I can look around this room and I'd say He's been good to everybody in this place. Everybody in this room He's been good to. He made Him a promise. He said today, you know salvation ain't something you do right now and get saved 3 years down the road. No. No. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Then if we confess our sins, He's faithful and just to forgive us and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. He said, today, you'll be with me in paradise. Can you think about what that thief thought there hanging on that old rugged cross, knowing death's coming, knowing they're fixing to break his legs, knowing they're fixing to suffocate him out on that cross? Can you imagine what's going on in his mind? Can you imagine what's going on in people's mind this morning that knows they're lost, going to hell and they need Jesus, but their pride and what they got going on is sitting there and they won't move and they do it week in and week out and week in and week out and they don't understand and they don't understand what God's doing in their life. They don't understand that fast heartbeat that's going on the inside. That old jugular vein get to working on the inside. I'm telling you, there's just something get pumping on the inside and you say, I'll override it. I'll overdo it. And you can't override it. You can't overdo it. It's a free will this morning. He said, whoever will, let them come. It's up to you to come. It's up to you to get there. It's up to you to get under the spout where the glory runs out. But I promise you this morning, I've never seen a man, woman, boy, or girl that come to Jesus Christ and straight up conviction of the Holy Ghost wanting to be saved, that He didn't save their soul and He didn't take them in, make them new, take that old stony heart out and give them a new heart. I've never seen one, Brother Chad. He said, whoever will, let them come. And if you come to that cross and you come to Calvary and you come through the blood of Jesus and you pray that prayer, that promise, it'll come upon you. And it'll save your soul from a devil's hell. He said, Father, forgive them. And then he said, today you'll be with me in paradise. But I see something else in the text, and here's what I want to preach for just a moment. I see the person of Jesus. Boy, he's hurting for you and I. He's hanging there. I see the prayer that he's made. Father, forgive them. Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. I see the promise that he made, Sister Kim, when he said today. The other night you stood and said you've been saved 32 years. Is that correct? Correct number, 32 years. Did you have to wait 32 years to be saved? No. Immediately, when you called on the name of the Lord, what do? Washed you clean. Saved your soul. Saved your soul. Immediately. Who in here has been saved and immediately he saved you? You go to churches all the time and people say, bow your head. If you lost, raise your hand. This morning, I don't want you to bow your head. I don't want you to close your eyes. If you're saved this morning, raise your hand. Praise God. Look at that. I'm not ashamed of him. You know why? I see the person. I see the prayer. I see the promise. But I see what he purchased on that cross. What he purchased on the cross. Look with me, if you will, on down what he purchased. If you look right on down with me there, somewhere around verse number 43, if we get down there close to the text, somewhere going down below 43 to 46. And here's what happened. And when Jesus had cried with a loud voice, he said, Father, into thy hands I commend my spirit. And having said thus, he gave up the ghost. Can I say to you this morning, what he purchased in the payment at Calvary, he paid in full. He paid forever, and he paid it to the Father. He paid our debt on our behalf, and he paid it to the Father. So how do I receive that payment? You can only get that payment. You can only get that voucher. You can only get that through the blood of Jesus Christ. He paid it with the blood. It takes the blood to get it. So why the blood? Because number one, it satisfies God. Number two, it saves sinners. And number three, the blood of Jesus silenced Satan. The other gospel writer, I want you to get this in John chapter number 19. The other gospel writer, turn with me there if you will. 1930, the other gospel writer wrote this. 1930, John 1930, here's what the other gospel writer wrote. Jesus said, into thy hands I commend my spirit. Right there at that moment is when he purchased it for you and I. Can you imagine? 72,000 angels. You sang an old hymn. 10,000 angels could have come. Oh no, it wasn't 10,000. 10,000 would be cheapening the gospel. He said there's 12 legions, 6 per legion. 72,000. Never forget being in seminary school. It's going to help somebody. They asked, how many angels could Jesus call and come and rescue him? That's the only question I know. I got this. I've heard them sing about it. The old hymn writer sung about it. Sister, I got this. I jump up and raise my hand. I said, I got it. He said, stand up. I said, he could have called 10,000 angels. He said, sit down. That's wrong. I sat down. I said, what? How's that wrong? I've heard the song. He could have called 10,000 angels, but he died alone for you and me. How could I got that wrong? We try to cheapen and water down the gospel. The Bible said he could have called legions. 12 times 6 is 72. My old professor in school said, Brother Mills, would you rather have 72,000 or 10,000 in your checking account? And I looked at thinking about my checking account. I said, I'd take 10,000. You know what I'm saying? He said, what would you rather have? I said, I'd rather have 72. He said, when Jesus was on the cross, he could have called 72,000 angels in that one moment. It had been over. It had been over. All the pain, all the problem, everything he was going through would have been over. Like that. They were standing at attention, and at his voice, they move. At his voice, they go. At his voice, they're commissioned to go, and they go and do what he says to do. He had all that at his disposal, but he said, no, I love them way too much. John 19:30, I believe this text, he says this, and when Jesus therefore had received the vinegar, he said, it is finished. And he bowed his head and gave up the ghost. The word for it is finished is tetelestai. Tetelestai means it's finished, it's done, it's complete, it's perfect. You can't add nothing to it, you can't take nothing from it, it is perfect. back in the years ago when the Romans slaved, that back with the Romans, here's what they would do. They would take somebody that was guilty, and they'd lock them up. And they'd slam the door closed, and when the door would close, there it was. And on the outside of their cell, they'd have a piece of paper. They'd have it listed of everything they were guilty of. All the way down. Every accusation, everything they were guilty of, everything they'd ever done wrong, anything that was going on in their life that they had a sentence on, they'd have it marked down. All the way down. And they stayed there till they paid the price. And when the price was paid in full, they would stamp a word on it that said, "Tetelestai." That meant everything they were guilty of, everything that was against them, had been paid in full. Can I say to you, on that third day after they borrowed that tomb and laid his body in that grave, and he laid there for 3 days, and on that third day he came forth, can I say to you this morning, my sin debt was paid in full. Paid by the blood of Jesus. Paid by the person of Calvary, Jesus Christ. Paid by the prayer that he prayed when he's on the cross. Paid by the promise that he keeps because he made it on the cross. Everything he done on the cross that he did for them, he did for you and I. And he paid in full because of the purchase that he made. This morning I want to ask you, has your debt been paid in full? Has your debt been paid in full? You say, "Preacher, I don't know. I don't know." If you don't know, it's not been paid in full. Paul said in Galatians 2:24, "I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me." I understand people don't always know the day, the hour, or the time that they got born again. And they don't even remember the prayer. I can't remember my prayer. All I know is I prayed and he saved. Amen, Brother Bradley. But let me tell you one thing before we have a time of invitation. I know the place. I may not know the prayer. I may not know the time. I may not know the specific date. But I know the place. It said, and they took him to the place called Calvary. This morning I'm going to ask you a question. When you look to Calvary, has there been a time that you've been crucified with Jesus Christ? A time there's a place in your life that you can go back and you say, there it was. He said, why should it be so important? Because the old man died and a new man came alive. Yesterday, my daughter was mowing. I want to share this with you. And I was watching her, and she's doing a wonderful job. And I listened real carefully as the lawnmower made a loop. And I said, she ain't got the blade on. I said, surely she's got the blade on. She ain't got the blade on. She made another loop. She done made several loops. And nothing's getting done. She's just making loops. This is going to preach right here now. She's just making loops. Ain't nothing getting done. And I said, hey! And she, don't holler at me. I'm like, the lawnmower's on. You got to scream over it. I said, do you got that blade engaged? Do you got that? Yeah. Duh. Listen to me this morning. If everything in your life is hooked up right, there ought to be some sin that you're mowing down in the name of Jesus. There ought to be some problems that you're mowing down in the name of Jesus. There ought to be some things that's been took care of in the name of Jesus. Why? Because he went to the cross and the person in the humanity form, he made you a prayer on that cross. He made you a promise on that cross. And he paid the price. Now we don't have to live the way we've been living, but we can live free in Jesus' name. I wonder who I'm talking to this morning has just been making loops and loops around and ain't nothing getting done. You can't feel him. You can't hear him. You can't sense him. None of that. How long has it been since you looked to the cross? If you need Jesus this morning, on the authority of his word, he promises you that he'll meet every need in your life. Father, I love you and I thank you for this morning. Lord, I thank you for all these children that's in this church. I thank you for every person that's here. I thank you for the power of the Holy Ghost. I thank you this morning, Father, for what you're going to do at this time of invitation. For that one that is sitting there, Father, that knows that this morning they've come in because it is Resurrection Sunday. Because you did die on a cross. You did die on the cross and on the third day you arose again. But Father, if they've not experienced that in their life, Father, they've had to have a personal experience of the crucifixion. Personal experience to be crucified with Christ. A personal experience to say, I believe that Jesus died for my sin. Whoever I'm talking to this morning, you know. I pray at this time of invitation that you move in a mighty, mighty way. That one that's sitting there right now, Father, that's bound down, saying they're heaven bound and living like hell on earth, Father, their home will not be in heaven. There's a change when a man, woman, boy, or girl has been born again by the blood of Jesus. If that change has not been in somebody's life this morning, I pray they come to this old-timey altar and they do business with an old-timey God. Father, I love you and I thank you. It's in Jesus' holy, precious name. All of God's people said. Amen. I ask you to stand.